Simen Pei Beis Halacha, Yud Gimel, the last Halacha in Simen Pei Beis. Mutter Lishbach Sheichlim, it's mutter to pour out wastewater, Mechatzah Sheishbach, Dalad Amos, Dalad Amos, into a courtyard of 4 Amos by 4 Amos. Avish Yetzim Shazarabim, even though they'll ultimately go out and Drush Shazarabim. Since the wastewater can be absorbed in this area, the person has no intent in its leaving. Therefore, since the Torah asks only a calculated activity, Malachas Machsheves on Shabbos, even if it were to flow out to the Rosh Hashanah into out of Rosh Hashanah Yochid into Rosh Hashanah, no Isser has been transgressed. Simen Pei Gimel Hekaf Mechitzas Laimahani Elikash Hukaf LeDira. Enclosure by partitions is not completely effective unless the area is enclosed for residential purposes. Halacha Aleph. Hekaf mechitzas l'tato v'sechem, the enclosure of partitions in order to allow one to carry within them, le'mahane ala kashukaf l'dira, is not effective unless the area is enclosed for residential purposes. That is, for the purpose of human dwelling and personal use. Umahu nikra mukaf l'dira, what is considered mukaf dira? Zed shabana le'bayis dira, someone who builds himself a residence, or shepazach pesach l'mbesar, opened an entrance from his home into an adjacent area of akra achichav shamechitzais, and afterwards enclosed that area with walls, kadar sh'oisin ha'chatzeres labatim, in the manner that courtyards are constructed for the houses. Azar filim hu gadol harbim o'ed, in such a case, even if the enclosed area is very large, havi rishus yachid gamar, it's considered rishus yachid gamar. Aval kol shukav sh'loy l'shem adira, but anything that was enclosed not for for non-residential purposes, gangina so far decent, such as gardens or orchards, shenam achitzas asuas el lishmar mashav seichem, whose walls are only put up to guard what's within them. Mele yeshchuk begadlan, with regards to these, there is a machlekas whether there is a distinction made based upon the size of the area, as follows: amenagadam beisasayim, if the enclosed area is no larger than 2 beisa, beisa is an area that's where a saw of barley can be planted. Shevar b'sifl shalachazah, which the size of which will be defined in the next sift. Nutar l'tat v'sach, it's mutter to carry in it. Avlim hu gadol beis asayim, but if it's larger than 2 beis saw, dina k'karmelis, it has a din of karmelis. And it would be also to carry a distance of dalat amos. Halacha beis, kamhu shir sasayim, how big is 2 beis saw? It's equal size of the courtyard of the Mishkan, ma ama arach, which was 100 amos in length, v'chamisha ama reichav, and 50 amos wide. V'mum ruban, if the area is square, oyla b'cheshvan, the amounts to ayin ama v'dal t'vachem, al ayin ama v'dal t'vachem, 70 amos and 4 t'vachem, and 70 amos and 4 t'vachem. Ba'ama shalana nun gimel nun gimel, which is the equivalent to 53 by 53 of our amos. Ma'at and a drop more. V'mamakam agul ebeshar tzir, similarly if the area is round or another shape, z'chugan kem lachshir kain, whether the area contains 2 beis saw must also be calculated. Shialab tishbiris hey elef ama. That is, it must be determined whether the enclosed area contains 5,000 amas. Ama shalom is shloshes alaf from shvamayas v'chamishim, which is the equivalent of 3,750 of our amas. Achim arko yesal pishnayim barach. However, if the length exceeds double its width, I feel rak ama achas, even by 1 ama. Az nechsha kiyosim b'bayis asayim, it's then considered as if it was more than 2 beis saw. Kevan she'en adam l'chatzar mishkan, since it's not similar to the courtyard of the Mishkan. Between 18.9 and 22.7 inches, if it's less than 1 ama larger, the Chacham did not treat it any differently than any other area that contains less than 2 beis saw.